All right, Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So what are some of the best summer vacation movies? I think I just gave my pick away. What are the best summer vacation movies that embrace the summer feeling with beaches, vacations, romance, fun, and sun? 312-981-7200. And by the way, we'll take the 7th and 9th caller. We've got a couple bags of this, a couple boxes of these Colonel Seasonings to watch them. You know, you can watch us eat these while you're watching the movie. This sounds pretty good, Roger. You're going to have to come down and get a little snacky food
down
here.
Yeah, because, you know, I do nothing with the rest of my life when I'm not here except sitting on my behind watching movies.
Let's see. There you have it. There you have it. 312-981-7200. 7th and 9th caller will take... to give away a couple boxes of these really cool Colonel Seasonings, Crunchin' Kernels, 312-981-7200. So National Lampoon's Vacation, that song just brings a smile to my face immediately just watching that. Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo, Randy Quaid, and Harold Ramis directed that, by the way. In John Hughes' original story, which was Vacation 58 in National Lampoon magazine in 1979, it's Disneyland that closed, and Walt Disney... is taken hostage by the A-rate dad. The story's memorable first line, if dad hadn't shot Walt Disney in the leg, it would have been our best vacation ever. So I love that it was a Disney thing, you know, at the time. Yeah, absolutely. Imogene Coca from Your Shows was in there, remember?
Yeah.
She was in there, played Aunt Edna, of course. Anthony Michael Hall, Dana Barron. Anthony Michael Hall played the older brother, but it was Dana Barron that was actually 2 years older than him. And Jane Krakowski from 30 Rock and stuff was in there. She played Vicky, the I French kiss, daddy says I'm the best at it. That's Jane Krakowski. I know that's horrible. What's your favorite summer movie of all time? It would be Vacation for me.
All right, well, I got a couple, and they're kind of out of left field, I guess. I don't know. One's questionable,
okay,
because I'm trying to remember the holiday that it took place. Contained in it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I would do Summer of 42.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
That one, when I saw it in the theater, I was very moved by it. Just, I don't know, just kind of, not that I've ever been through anything like that, but yeah, it was that. The other one that kind of is summer vacation-y and very emotional, Dirty Dancing.
Okay, all right.
That was a summer away.
Back up to Summer of 42. Wasn't it about like a teen falling in love with a woman whose husband went to World War II, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He passed away, and it was a group of guys who were vacationing out on probably Martha's Vineyard area kind of place, out on the beach, and he falls for her, and she kind of moves towards him, and it's kind of a coming-of-age kind of thing. Very emotional. But then, help me on the holiday here, because I can't remember, but Jaws.
Oh, yeah, that was totally right. Let me see here.
Was it the 4th of July holiday?
I think so.
That they didn't want to close the beaches? I can't remember.
Yeah, no, but Jaws was definitely a good summer movie. What about American Graffiti?
Oh, perfect. But see, again, there's that dance in there at the school, and I'm not thinking, is that at the... Well, it's still, if it's the end of the school year, that summer...
Yeah, it was the anticipation of going away to college.
Yeah,
so
perfect.
Ronnie Howard, Richard Dreyfuss, Harrison Ford was in this. George Lucas, Francis Ford Coppola directed and produced this. I mean, and Wolfman Jack. I mean,
That show, not only did I freak out about Wolfman Jack...
Yeah.
Because I love broadcasting, but also there's a line in there that kind of set me off on, I may want to do that for a living, is he says, Richard Dreyfuss says, he's going to become a presidential press secretary.
Oh.
While he's sitting in the back of the car.
Yeah, that's right.
When the girls are driving, says, what do you want to do when you grow up? I'm going to be a presidential press secretary. And I heard that, and I go, wow, that might be a kind of a cool thing. And then I went and worked for... two Chicago mayors, so.
Wow, pretty cool.
A
little trivia there. Look at that. Caddyshack, another one.
Think about my gosh.
Yeah.
Who even thinks of that as a
As a summer movie? You know, I think about that because that's when I do my charity golf outings. I'm a charity golfer because I'm just not that great. So I do it for fun over the summer.
That's great.
But I think about that all the time. And we watched it, my nephew and my son and I, who've never seen it before. So they're 15. That was, I think, pretty acceptable, except for...
Oh, sure.
I forget about the nudity in all these 70s movies. Like, there's a little bit in there. There's a little bit in there. But I'm going to tell you, Chevy Chase, Ted Knight...
Yeah.
I absolutely, absolutely love Rodney Dangerfield. It just reminded me how damn funny he is.
Yeah.
Miss him. Absolutely miss him.
Yeah.
Another one that's on, I looked at a combined group of lists here, but Weekend at Bernie's would be a
hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
Andrew McCarthy, Jonathan Silverman. Yep. Classic. Gidget was a big summer movie back in the 50s.
Oh,
but
sure.
But it
all the beach movies.
All the beach. It was Sandra Dee, though. It wasn't the Gidget, the TV series was Sally
Field.
Well, it
was based on it.
Yeah,
right, on the movie. It. Right. But then all the beach movies with Annette Funicello. Mm-hmm. Those were great summer movies. Sure. Summer vacations.
224 says The Great Outdoors. I agree with that. And by the way, 312-981-7200. I got one more of these Colonel seasonings to give away. We have one caller on hold who, another caller said, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's
never
from 2008.
That.
It was, I'm going to tell you, funny, funny movie. Mila Kunis was the star of this thing, and it was about a guy that was devastated by a recent breakup, went to Hawaii for a vacation, and ended up being in the same place as her, the ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend. It was classic.
Oh.
It was so funny. Funny, funny movie. So we're getting, you know, it's nice. A lot of generational stuff here. The 7-Year Itch would be another summer one. Marilyn Monroe. Meatballs. Bill Murray.
Meatballs.
Speaking of Caddyshack. Mm-hmm. You remember that? They went to camp?
Yeah, but that was
summer
camp. Military.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh,
you're
Meatballs.
Thinking of Stripes.
I'm sorry.
You're thinking of Stripes.
Yeah.
That was one of my picks, too.
Meatballs?
Yeah.
What else? What do you got? Another one?
Well, I was going to Meatballs and Vacation. Those are my two big ones, just because I know those have been mentioned, but those are just the biggest iconic ones when you think of summer crazy adventure. That's what I go to.
I forgot all about Meatballs. Yeah, that was...
Some of the other ones that made the list was Sleepaway Camp in 1983, but it was a horror movie. They called it The Nightmare Vacation.
Yeah.
Adventureland in 2009 with Jesse Eisenberg, Kristen Stewart.
I still need to see that. I've been wanting to.
That was 773. 847, Little Darlings. I totally remember that one. Christy McNichol and Tatum O'Neill. They went away to camp, and I had such a crush on Christy McNichol. Only to figure out she isn't into guys.
Wah, wah, wah.
I think I had that. I think I had like a poster of her somewhere. She was on Eight Is Enough? What was it? No, it was Family.
Oh, yeah.
She was on Family in the 1980s. 708 says Friday the 13th. Absolutely. That all took place.
Yeah, all of those did. Weren't they always in the woods in a camp?
Yeah, it was camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that's a great movie. I'm going to have to watch that, too, now. Little Miss Sunshine, 2006. Greg Kinnear, Steve Carell, Alan Arkin, another classic. The Endless Summer. This is one I haven't heard of before, but 773 says Endless
that's
Summer.
That's the surfing one.
Yeah, 1966.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wet Hot American Summer. You want to talk about a range of 847 here. Janine Garofalo, David Hyde Pierce, Molly Shannon, Paul Rudd were in that one. Stand By Me. That's a kind of a coming of age.
Oh, yeah. That was during the summer, sure.
Which reminds me, we always do classic TV in the summer because I don't want my kids watching all the rerun crap or some of the bad sitcoms on like the Disney Channel and Nick at Night and stuff like that. Some of that stuff is tough to watch. But Wonder Years, I remember, you know, that's kind of one of those coming of age great summer shows.
Love that show.
The Sandlot in 1993 is one of the top picks on every single list was The Sandlot. So there you have it. That's the one that... coined the phrase, you're killing me, Smalls.
Yep.
What was The Sandlot?
How about The Parent Trap?
Oh, yeah.
Disney movie. They met together at camp, remember?
Yeah. But all those beach movies, you're right. The Annette Funicello and all that stuff, too.
Frankie Avalon,
yeah. I'm going to get him on the show. He's still around, I
think. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Who are we talking to? Oh, Brent Sopel coming up next. My conversation with him from the Blackhawks convention. Then we'll throw on Tony Esposito, two greats in hockey, and we'll do that next. It is 2:31, and here are the top stories. Mr. Roger Badge has them.